Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum.
We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him. And we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah is the most wise, and the best way to explore the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to look into the wisdom in halal and haram. And when you are looking into this wisdom, we need to be careful. If the wisdom is not explicitly mentioned in the Quran, then we express or we say that this is what we think the wisdom is. For example, the pork, it is declared to be haram in the Quran. And then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a general rule, He said that He makes halal things that benefit you and He makes haram things that harm you. So then you try to think why the pork is haram. Then you get a question from a non-Muslim, and then you say, he asks you why pork is haram. Then you answer and say, because it is dirty, because it has it eats trash, because it's... And you keep coming with all these things to trying to explain that why it is haram. And then he, if he is a food scientist, will challenge you and say, no, I'm a food scientist, and all what you said is not true. Mm-hmm. And then you end up being accused, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be accused that he has fabricated these halal and haram. So what you say, what the answer should be is that pork is haram because I believe in the holiness of the Quran, and the source of the Quran is from Allah. Therefore, it is haram. But the wisdom behind that is not discovered yet. And maybe it's because it is dirty, maybe because it is eating trash, maybe because of this and that. But whether we know the wisdom or we don't know the wisdom, we're not eating pork. We might discover the wisdom in the future, we will not eat pork, whether we know the wisdom or not, because we believe in the holiness of the Quran. Now, another thing is that people ask you and say, how can you apply a rules of do's and don'ts that has been established 1400 years ago? How can you apply them in today's world? World changes, right? People change. Then you say yes. Then they say, okay, then how can you apply them today? They are not good for today. And the answer should be that there is a common denominator in the human life. It doesn't, independent of time and place, whether it is in China or here, whether it's 1,000 years ago or today, there has to be humans living together. There has to be a man living with a woman, and there is a relationship between them called marriage, and this relationship established between them only, not between every man and woman. So here is the marriage. They live together and they get children. So here is the family. They live in a cave or a tent or a house. So here is the shelter. And then they have neighbors. Then here is the rules where your freedom ends, where the freedom of your neighbor starts. And then they trade together products. So here is the market. And when they live in a community, they will look for a president or a chief. Then here are politics, and then power struggle. And all these things come with a human life. There is no country in the world that doesn't have laws and rules. Every country does. And if it's not the laws of Allah, the only alternative is man-made laws. So we have two choices only: Allah's rules or man-made laws. Man-made laws are customized to serve the interest of a specific kind of people. But the laws of Allah is fair for everybody. He's the only one that can write laws that fair for everybody. If you look at the laws of capitalism, for example, it is written to the benefit of the people who own the capital. They own the power, and they can lobby, and they can change the laws. And the laws change with time and place. If I may give you an example how the law changes with time and place, which shouldn't be the case, especially the moral laws, because the moral laws are the most common example of things that don't change. Whatever, lying is always haram, killing is always haram, stealing is always haram. These things, these moral laws are very good examples for things that should not be changed with time and place. However, if I may give you an example to show you why capitalism is a failure, if you go to Lake Tahoe, you see a street called State Line. It divides Lake Tahoe into two portions, California portion and Nevada portion. In Nevada, the gambling and the unlawful relationships between males and females, the illegal ones for money, I don't want to say the name, are in Nevada are halal. In California, they are haram. So wallahi, I'm not kidding, two hotels across the street from each other, across the state line, okay? The one in Nevada, casinos and gambling and advertisement for bad girls, okay, for money. And then on the other side, which is California side, just across the street, there's nothing like that. So I was wondering, in the northbound lane, if you're driving in the northbound lane, then you can have something like that. What if you have to make a U-turn? Then what happens? You know. So it is. Why is that? Because capitalism is designed, customized to serve the people who own the capital. So it is all based on money and the economy. The highest value is money and the economy. This is why it is different, because the economy of Nevada is based on the entertainment industry. So to encourage entertainment industry, they do that, make gambling and the other thing haram, halal. On the other hand, California doesn't need that, because the economy is based on agriculture, manufacturing, and other things. So they make it haram. So the question here is, which one is in control of which one? Economy controls moral values, or moral values control the economy. So you can see a very good example of how when humans make laws, they end up ridiculous. They end up not fair for everybody. They end up even contradicting with common sense, like the example of Lake Tahoe. There is another thing that when we look at the wisdom of halal and haram, we need to keep in mind. There is a big difference between halal and haram, and versus wise and unwise. Okay? Wise and unwise is to customize halal and haram for you as a person. If I may give you an example, divorce is haram, divorce is halal, but it could be unwise for you. Okay? So another example for, you know, it is halal for you to go to Stanford, for example, but it could be very unwise for you to do that, to go to Stanford University. It's much more wise to go to a different university. So halal and haram is different than wise and unwise. It is halal to marry, in the United States, to marry a Christian woman. But it is unwise. Why? Because it's high risk of your children not becoming Muslims. Everybody is against you. Media is against you. School is against you. Society is against you. If their mother is also against you, you know, you are most likely end up with the children that are not Muslims, or at least not taking Islam seriously. So it's very unwise, but who can't make it haram, but it's very unwise. So we keep that in mind. Wise unwise versus halal and haram. Halal and haram has a big spectrum, big range to fit everybody, every situation, every country, every time. But wise and unwise is a tighter range that is customized for you as a specific individual for your particular situation. And you have the freedom of halal. Like, you have a range of halal, and you have a freedom of halal where you can choose which halal is wise for you. And that is freedom of halal. And this is why we have the freedom of halal. We have the freedom of righteousness. We have the freedom of reforming what is around us. But we don't have freedom of al-fasad wal-ifsad. We don't have a freedom of corruption, corrupting ourselves, and corrupting the environment around us. This kind of freedom is not permitted in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.